I think it's obvious the state of Utah and this metro area, we're ready for Major League Baseball. I don't know how else to say it. And with the Big League Utah group, it's the right group to be heading this up.
Over the last year, baseball fans from across the state have made their voices heard in support of a major league team coming to the Beehive State. Utahns have made it clear we're ready and eager to support our own hometown team. Joining us this episode to talk more about baseball and the steps that Utah is taking to make that baseball dream a reality is baseball superfan Ryan Wilcox, as well as special guest, seven-time All-Star and five-time Gold Glove winner, baseball legend Dale Murphy. Gentlemen, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you.
So, Representative, we'll kick things over to you for a little bit to talk about baseball here in Utah and what things look like going forward.
Thanks, Edward. This is a fun opportunity to get to do this for a kid who grew up in a small farming community in Utah. We obviously didn't have a major league team. And that's actually one of my favorite parts of Dale's story. Right, that he also grew up in a town that didn't have that in their community. And so I think probably, rather than listen to me talk about it, I want to know, because I know what happened to me. I fell in love with baseball at the wrong time and became a Mets fan and been perpetually disappointed and thrilled ever since. But for Dale, I think that's really what everybody wants to hear anyway. So, Dale, why baseball? Why did you fall in love with baseball?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on. You know, there's a lot of things to talk about, but baseball is the most fun one to talk about. And I'm, you know, I was really lucky to be able to have a professional career. But yeah, my history growing up, you know, when I think about it, it's interesting because back then we didn't have T-ball. I really didn't start playing any kind of organized baseball till I was 8 years old, which now is about 4 years too late. So I was just, you know, just a typical kid. Then some of my earliest memories growing up, I remember going to the AAA Beavers games. I still remember going there and watching those games. And so that was just a great memory. I remember, you know, going in the backyard, of course, playing catch with my dad. You know, just ended up loving baseball. And then things progressed from there, especially when I moved to the Bay Area for a couple of years.
So, Dale, thinking about the unique culture of baseball and the almost symbiotic relationship an MLB team has with its local community, how do you think a major league team would fare in Utah? Obviously, working with state and community leaders to integrate a team into the local community requires a lot of time and dedication. Why did you decide to get involved in this effort, and why is it so important to you personally?
Well, first of all, Nancy and I retired in 93, and Nancy and I moved to Utah County in 94, so we've been here all these years. All our kids were born in Atlanta, but they all kind of grew up here, and so we love Utah. And, you know, when we moved here in 94, the first question was, you know, hey, Dale, do you think there'll be a major league team here? Are we ready for it? And I always kind of think, I don't know, you know, kind of one of those. I didn't want to be discouraging, but I was like, I don't know if we're ready. And now I think it's obvious the state of Utah and this metro area, we're ready for Major League Baseball. I don't know how else to say it. And with the Big League Utah group, it's the right group to be heading this up. And so when I think about being involved, it is more of a legacy. You don't bring a major league team to a community for 5 years. That's not the point. You know, it's the rest of the history of baseball. And when you think about it, too, I mean, I haven't talked to anybody in baseball. This could be the last time baseball expands. Maybe they will expand again. But when you think about it, it's 32 teams. The next two teams, we don't know. There are talks about going internationally. That may happen. But the point is, this is a very unique opportunity.
The last time was 30 years ago.
Oh, yeah, right. Absolutely. And I played for the Rockies as an expansion team. It's not a short-term thing. And I guess getting back to why baseball, number one, obviously I live here and I played the game. But my experiences and my experiences since I've retired of talking to baseball fans and what the game means to them and their families and their experiences as families growing up to be in a city with a major league team, I don't really know how to explain it except to say people very often talk to me about their history of whatever team they root for, it's a very emotional experience. Mm-hmm. So you just have this connection through generations. Why are you a fan of this team? It was from my grandparents. We listened on the radio. I'll never forget those summer nights of going to my uncle's house in Mobile, Alabama on Sunday evenings or whenever the Braves were on TV. And they get emotional. There's something about the sport that does connect generations, and we have that chance. And again, I can't explain except that it's a fact. It gets to be very emotional. It's a very interesting 162-game season, which a lot of people would say is too long. But it's an amazing unfolding when you're following a team because you're gonna lose a lot of games. And so there's ups and downs. There's drama. Baseball is just a unique sport to where I think I'll just say this. One of the things that connects people is going to have that experience and being able to sit and talk and watch the game. When things happen,
yeah,
it's hard to describe the excitement and the impact of that moment. Yeah. It's a hard game to kind of describe. You have to experience. And once you experience it and get into a little bit of how the game's played,
yeah,
it becomes a really interesting sport that connects people emotionally. And we have a chance to do that here in Utah. You know, there's a lot of moments in baseball that are historical and mean a lot to people individually. And the great thing about baseball, the history and the culture of our country changes. What did we do during World Wars? Well, we kept playing baseball. The story of Jackie Robinson integrating baseball. And there's a lot of things going on with the history of the baseball and the history of our culture and our country. And so it's great to be with Big League Utah in this effort to bring that history and the great game of baseball to Utah.
So Dale, for those who really want to see that influence here in Utah, these everyday baseball fans all throughout the state, what can they do to make sure that we continue forward in this effort to make sure that we are prepared for a major league team in Utah?
I think follow Big League Utah on Instagram, on X, and be involved, retweet, comment, show your support that way. I guarantee you that Big League Utah watches all social media things. Be involved politically. Encourage your representatives because, look, Major League Baseball wants to look at a couple of things. Who's going to own this team? And we have the best ownership group in the country, in the Larry H. Miller Company and Gail Miller and Steve Starks, who is leading this thing. The other thing, if I was a Major League Baseball commissioner, I'd look at grassroots. And that means the people. You know, what's happening? What is the sense of public support? And, of course, political support. But where's political support come from? The public. And so if you're a baseball fan, get online, share your thoughts. It all helps. It's watched and it's noted. And Big League Utah will be watching those metrics and fan involvement and share it with Major League Baseball. That's what you can do.
You know, there's so many cool ties in with Utah and baseball.
That's
from the movie thing, from the Sandlot. And,
yep.
But really the magic of baseball is that, I mean, for me, it's the smell. It's the grass. It's that feel of it. The project to bring it here, really, for me, and I think for a lot of us that are baseball fans, it does bring an emotional connection. It's more than a random economic development opportunity. Like, we've done that kind of stuff before, and, you know, I have no emotional tie to them. This one is personal because it is America's pastime. It is part of our history. It is part in Utah. My first date with my wife was in 1996 in the River Bottoms with the Ogden Raptors. Right? For example.
Absolutely.
Right, before we even had a stadium in Ogden, right? The minor league thing. I'll never forget Prince Fielder, a week out of high school, hitting a grand slam walk-off to win a game, you know, in like the few short weeks he was here. He didn't last in Ogden very long because he
was too good. Yeah.
But also remember that Ogden franchise that's still there now in the Pioneer League is the same franchise that was the Salt Lake Trappers. Right.
Right.
That history is a part of us. It's not just one community. It's throughout the state of Utah. And I couldn't be more excited to have you here. Thank you for joining us for the podcast. And for each of you that are listening, that are thinking about learning about this, this is real. We have a real opportunity right now. Please reach out to your senators. Please reach out to your representatives and let them know that, yeah, you'd also like to be able to someday take your kids, your grandkids, to see their heroes play here in Utah. It's time to lace up those spikes and get everybody in the game that wants to play. And that's another beautiful thing about baseball is everybody can play.
We just want to say a sincere, genuine thank you to you both. It's truly an honor to have you here, and we're grateful for the work that you're doing on and off the hill to try and make this a reality. So thank you for taking the time.
Thank you. Exciting time. Thank you very much.